This is Money Roots, the podcast where Amy Irvine and her team keep money conversations real, relatable, and rooted in your goals. Let's grow together.
Hello, podcast listeners. Amy Irvine here from Rooted Planning Group, continuing with the Retirement Design podcast series that I've been working on. This is part two. So if you're looking to see what happened in part one, just go back one episode and you'll be able to pick that up. Today, we're going to be talking about the three R's of successful transitions. So when we talk about transitioning from any stage of life to another stage of life, and in this particular case, we're talking about retirement, having a plan is always really important. But it's, as I mentioned in the last podcast, it's not just about the finances. It's also about the social side and just transition itself. Well, the three R's of successful transition include resourcefulness, resilience, and renaissance spirit. Those are the traits or characteristics that you can nurture to help you navigate change during uncertain times of your life. You can also consider resourcefulness, resiliency, and renaissance spirit as proactive strategies for overcoming the challenges and grabbing hold of opportunities that you will find in retirement. So in following this particular part of the podcast, you'll find definitions for each of the three R's of successful transitions. And in addition, examples are given in ways of individuals exhibiting these valuable qualities as they respond and initiate change in their lives. Now, as we review the information with you through this podcast, of course, we'll have some supporting documentation in the show notes for you to be able to think about. But think about ways that you exhibit these traits and how you can nurture your ability to make successful transition. So what is resourcefulness? Resourcefulness includes making the most of what we have and always looking for effective and creative ways to reach goals. Resourceful people are often thought of as being clever and diligent individuals. Here are a couple of examples of their attitudes and behaviors. They accept responsibility for their own needs and wants. They deal skillfully and promptly with new situations and difficulties. They possess confidence in their ability to solve problems and respond to challenges in creative ways. And they are proactive in assessing, managing, and developing their personal resources. So, okay, that's what resourcefulness is. Resiliency is the ability to be flexible when adapting to change. It also describes the ability to bounce back from a loss, disappointment, or other difficult situations and circumstances. Those who are resilient don't give up and usually have an optimistic outlook when experiencing trials and tribulations. Here are a few more characteristics of resilient people. They feel good about themselves and their self-esteem is rarely affected by the criticism and negative opinions of others. They are emotionally stable individuals and not easily rattled in stressful situations. Even in difficult situations, they generally don't give up. And they stay in control of the direction their lives are taking. Renaissance spirit is a zest for life and learning. Those who possess a Renaissance spirit have diverse and in-depth interests that they pursue with a sense of wonder, adventure, and fun. They also share these characteristics. They have passion around that which they are valuable most in their have or hold valuable most in their life, and their enthusiasm is often an inspiration to others. They are willing to challenge themselves and to step outside their own comfort zones. They may even dare to be different. They are open-minded and independent in their thinking, and they are committed to lifelong learning. Did you recognize yourself in any of these particular categories? There's a great quote that Mark, I think it's Essenson, there's actually three authors, Mark Essenson, I think that's how you pronounce it, Jerry Detweiler, and Nancy Cattleman, in a book that they co-wrote called Invest in Yourself, Six Secrets to a Rich Life. Once we become adults, we often lose track of life's simple pleasures and our own personal goals. We take a wrong turn or two, then we spend a good part of our lives doing things we'd rather not do, while not doing those things that we enjoy. While we may obsess about how unhappy we are, we don't focus clearly on what we can do to change the situation, on how we can invest in our time, energy, and yes, our money to conscientiously create the life we want. Does that resonate with you? Now, when we think about the key concepts of change, and this is where I want you to, maybe take some personal notes. I'll include a little worksheet for you in the show notes, just like I did last time. But here are some kind of key items to think about in change. One of the trends that will have the most profound effect on the future of our society is the grain of America. We've talked about this in the past. We know that this is going to happen. And I think another big thing is America's concept of retirement is changing. Many people phase into retirement instead of an X date, or they start a second career or a third career in retirement. In many ways, the elements of new retirement offer existing options and exciting options in some cases, and the freedom to choose an unconventional path to a successful and satisfying retirement experience in that transition phase. Change is the only thing that is constant in our lives. How we respond to change will be profound, and it will have a profound effect on the decisions we make, the opportunities we seek, and the quality of life that we experience. It's not uncommon for individuals to experience sort of a feeling towards retirement because many significant changes that they anticipate may or may not happen. They're nervous about it, right? But they're not sure how it's all going to come together. And overcoming challenges and taking advantage of opportunities are the key elements of a successful transition in retirement. Talk about getting outside our comfort zone sometimes. Responding to change in a healthy and productive way will help you take control of your life. And again, when we talk about those three R's of a successful transition, any transition, resourcefulness, resiliency, renaissance spirits, those are traits of characteristics that you can nurture to help you navigate change in uncertain times. And as the money quotient material likes to say, uncertainty of life. So when we think about making that successful transition, I'm going to put again a learning activity, just like I did last time, in the show notes. The directions are, and again, if you're driving or you're listening to this out on a walk, you can always come back to it and get this information. I'll have a link in there. For this exercise, it will really, in our experience, it will help you focus on the role of resourcefulness, resiliency, and the Renaissance spirit in making that successful transition. We also want you to consider ways that you can continue to nurture these qualities, and then record three experiences and the feelings you had. Okay, so here's the questions that we're gonna start you off with. Think of a time in your work or personal life that you responded to or initiated a significant change with resourcefulness. What was that? Describe what you thought and did to help make that transition. Now let's go back to that definition of resourcefulness, just since we're on this particular topic. Resourcefulness involves making the most of what we have and always looking for effective and creative ways to reach goals. Resourceful people are often thought of as being clever and diligent individuals. And here's some examples of their attitudes and behaviors. They accept responsibility for their own needs and wants. They deal skillfully and promptly with new situations and difficulties. They possess confidence in their ability to solve problems and respond to challenges in creative ways. And they are proactive in assessing, managing, and developing their personal resources. So it's making the most out of what we have and looking for effective and creative ways to reach goals. So going back to that question that I just asked you, Think of a time in your work or personal life that you responded to or initiated a significant change with resourcefulness. What was that? Describe what you thought and did to help make that transition. Okay, then think of a time in your work or personal life that you responded to or initiated a significant change with resiliency. When was that? Describe what you thought and did to help that transition. Again, going back to resiliency, that is the ability to be flexible when adapting to change. It also describes the ability to bounce back from a loss, a disappointment, or a difficult circumstance. Those who are resilient don't give up and usually have an optimistic outlook, even when they're experiencing trials and tribulations. Here are more, I guess, characteristics of resilient people. They feel good about themselves and their self-esteem is rarely affected by the criticism or negative options of others. Or if it is, they bounce back from it. They are emotionally stable individuals and not often easily rattled in stressful situations. Now, again, that's not for everybody, but this is just a couple of examples. Even if difficult situations happen, they don't give up. They stay in control of the direction their lives are taking. Again, going back to that same question that I just asked, think of a time in your work or personal life that you responded to or initiated a significant change in resiliency. When was that? Describe what you thought and did and help with the transition that existed. And finally, think of a time in your work or personal life that you responded to or initiated a significant change with Renaissance spirit. When was that? Describe what you thought and did to help make that transition. Now, going back to the definition of Renaissance spirit, it's somebody who has a zest for life and learning. Those who possess a Renaissance spirit have diverse and in-depth interests, and they pursue those with a sense of wonder, adventure, and fun. They often have a passion around what they value most in life, and their enthusiasm is often an inspiration to others. They are willing to challenge themselves and take steps outside their own comfort zone. They may even dare to be different. They're open-minded and independent in their thinking, and they are committed to lifelong learning. So going back to the question, think of a time in your work or personal life that you responded to or initiated a significant change with Renaissance spirit. When was that? Describe what you thought and did to help you through that particular transition. Now, put that aside, and in the next episode, we're going to come back to these exercises and we're going to start to think about change. We're going to start to think about what was most important that was presented to you. We're going to go through this a little bit more. We're going to pull this data out and talk about it. Because I think that let me give you the questions. Let me give you these questions, and then when we come to the next episode, we're going to talk about a word called balance. And I say that because I think balance ebbs and flows. And so thinking back, after you've done these exercises and reflecting and thinking about change, for you, what was the most important concept presented in this episode and the last episode? How do you think you'll apply it in your life? In what ways will it affect you and how you prepare for retirement? So that's one question. And again, I will provide you with these questions to write some answers into. What changes have had the most influence on your life so far? Explain why. We're just talking about changes in general. What major changes do you anticipate in the future? And how can you start planning for them now and preparing? And what do you want the very most from in your life in retirement? That one might take a sheet of paper. All right. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of this particular podcast. Again, I will put some links in the show notes, and we will come back in the next episode. So part three of this series, we will come back and start talking about balance, the life planning approach to retirement. Thank you for listening, everyone. And we hope if you have enjoyed this, or you know somebody that might benefit from this particular podcast, that you share it. If there's particular areas that you'd like to hear more of, then please reach out and let us know, and we will be glad to record a podcast on that topic. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Money Roots. Until next time, keep your finances grounded and your future growing.